USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 3 days of staying quiet and receiving criticism from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland says a warrant was produced on Monday's federal raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, in which 15 boxes of documents were reportedly taken.
Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6 saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are. The FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. Mark Cuban is accused of being involved in a crypto Ponzi scheme. A class action lawsuit claims Cuban and Voyager Digital CEO Steven Urlach duped Americans into buying over $5 billion in crypto assets last year. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Even with the Senate not in session this week, there's still lots of talk and reaction regarding the raid of former President Donald Trump's home.
Senator John Kennedy on Fox News Thursday morning is calling out the FBI and the Department of Justice for the appearance of weaponizing the judicial branch of government against their political opponents.
The FBI raid, unprecedented. Only Ray and Garland can clear it up. But there are millions and millions of Americans that are looking at this situation and saying it's personal. And the FBI and the Department of Justice are going to give Trump a fair and impartial firing squad. They're shooting themselves in the foot. And Director Wray and Attorney General Garland, it looks like they just overreacted and they need to clear it up and they need to do it this afternoon and they need to do it in the longest press conference that God ever put breath in.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Monmouth University poll found that only a tiny minority of Americans have changed their minds about January 6 after months of Democratic-led hearings about it. When answering the question, have the recent House January 6 committee hearings changed your mind about what happened at the Capitol that day or who is responsible, or have the hearings not changed your mind, 89% answered no, only 8% answered yes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.